Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack go.
Jordan Love gets the start. Repping 12 in my heart.
Go Pack go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. We're less than 5 weeks away from Green Bay's opening week game against the Vikings, but we still have training camp, family night, and preseason football to worry about and talk about. So thanks for joining. Let's dive into the show. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichsted, your host, and Green Bay fans, thank you for tuning in from the over 120 plus countries that are listening to this show. We are very happy to have you here. We've got training camp to talk about. We've got family night to talk about. We've got the injury report, Aaron Rodgers, his receivers, all things Go Pack Go. And I'm joined today by my co-host, KJ Eichsted. KJ, 10 days into training camp. What's your initial takeaway?
Packers fans, what is going on? It is great to be with you again. Packers opening day is closer and closer. My initial takeaway from training camp is, wow, this defense is the real deal. It doesn't matter who you talk to. You talk to Rodgers, you talk to the offense, you talk to the guys on defense, you talk to the reporters, you talk to anybody. This defense is tough. And right now, it's almost like one of those iron sharpens iron things going on where the offense is getting better by going up against these guys, like the receivers getting better by going up against these cornerbacks, the offensive linemen getting better going up against these defensive linemen, you know, all sorts of things like that. That's my main takeaway. I'm excited to talk Pack. We got a game coming up.
Yep, we've got a preseason game coming up, and Jordan Love has been announced as the Packers starter for that first preseason game. He's looked really good. His release time is fast. You know, he's mobile. He's throwing touchdowns. Jordan Love, year three. I believe the pick has already proven to be worth it. There's a lot of Packers fans, KJ, out there who are still trying to act like it's a wasted pick. What are your thoughts, or, you know, your just general, what do you have to say to them about Jordan Love, his development, and then what do you expect from him this training camp?
You know, this is what I think about just Packers fans still on the fence about Jordan Love. You made a great point. You're like, I think the pick has already paid off, right? And a lot of people would be like, well, how can you, you know, say that the pick is paid off if Jordan Love hasn't really played much? Well, it's almost like one of those things where, you know, you have a house and there are things you can do that affect the appearance that might raise value. And there's things that you can do that, you know, might not play into the appearance that raise value, such as like a foundation, you know, such as putting in all new electrical, all new plumbing, you know, something like that, maybe something more utility, like a brand new furnace, right? All these things that have incredible impact and value on your home and also offer you, you know, insurance and protection in case something breaks. Well, a lot of people are like, okay, we want, you know, the Packers to add this brand new couch and flat screen TV to the home, right? Well, the Packers already had that with Aaron Rodgers. They already had the shiny stuff, the stuff that's like, you know, obvious. But what Jordan Love did is he helped Aaron Rodgers play at just a higher level, a level so high he happened to win back-to-back MVPs, while also offering, you know, insurance in case anything were to happen with Rodgers. Like last year when when Jordan Love had to start versus the Chiefs, you know, Jordan Love is adding value to this franchise. And, yeah, you know, that's all I have to say about that. He's exciting, you know. He's adding value to the on-field performance that Packers fans love, right? Everybody is fiercely, you know, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people have fierce loyalty and just so much passion for Aaron Rodgers. And, well, you can thank Jordan Love for helping him be playing at that MVP caliber level and maybe not like a 7-10 quarterback caliber level, because everything would be different in that case. I'm excited to see what Jordan Love can do. You were watching family night. He was dropping dimes with pass rush in his face. There was a specific clip we actually put out on Ike Packers. Devontae Wyatt did a ferocious spin move, kind of bearing down on Jordan Love. It was a little shaky. You know, he got the throw off. It might have lacked a little bit of the mustard in a normal throw he would have been able to step into, but he hit Romeo Dubs for the TD. Look for that combination, or whether
Samori, it's Toure.
10-87. Oh, sorry. My bad. Samori Toure. Speaking of dubs, though, so shout to Toure, but 10-87 or 12-87. Alex, you put out a tweet about that. It's coming. I mean, Romeo Dubs. Al, why don't you talk about Jordan Love? Why don't you talk about Dubs a little bit?
Final thought about Jordan Love is, for me, he's super exciting just to watch. It's like you got that first round backup point guard, and you just want to see him on the court. You might even throw him in there if you were playing a video game just to see what he can do. But the thing he's done that's been so, I think, valuable for this organization and franchise is Aaron Rodgers came out and said that when Love was picked, he felt a need to go out and prove that he could still do it. He watched his old tape. He went back and looked at his footwork cage. You know, footwork, a very, foundational thing, like you were saying. You know, it's not the shiny new, TV, but it's like the furnace to keep the house warm. And Aaron Rodgers gets his footwork back in sync, wins back-to-back MVPs, has a really good shot at winning a third. And, the Packers are right there competing for a Super Bowl with Jordan Love on the roster. It's hard to really say that that didn't work out for the Packers. Now moving on to Romeo Dubs, this guy is highly impressive, Packers fans. And here's the one thing that I heard that kind of, I hadn't seen it, but, it makes perfect sense as to why we're seeing this success on the field. And it's that Matt LaFleur said he's the first guy in the building. He goes in and gets his body ready, whether it's hitting a workout, lifting weights. And what Matt LaFleur has noticed about Romeo is he has a routine, right? It's like he's got discipline. That's something in life that's so important. Maybe you're not, the superstar, right? Or the guy that, everyone talks about. But if you have good discipline and you have a routine where you get after it every day, you're progressively getting better, right? And Romeo Dubs is kind of just putting this heat on, right? I'm looking at the PUP, rehab clinic cage today. I'm seeing Christian Watson. I'm seeing David Bakhtiari. I'm seeing Elgton Jenkins. I'm getting nervous, right? Because that's a lot of talent. Robert Tonyan, just jogging in training camp when things need to be starting to get serious. And so having a guy like Romeo Dubs who's in there early gives me confidence that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers will be able to be okay on the offensive side of the ball, right? That's the whole question, right? We could have two guys out there who are both healthy, who aren't really taking it that serious, and we would not know what we have. But with Romeo Dubs, it seems like we have one of those players who just goes about his business like a Chris Middleton type. Thoughts on that?
Man, it reminds me a lot of the training camp a couple of years ago when MVS, Jamon Moore, and Equanimeous St. Brown were all rookies. And not for the same reasons. It's because that training camp, the Packers brought in some young talent. And really, Rodgers himself uttered the infamous words, piss poor. He's not uttering those words right now. He's like, wow, we got one here in Romeo Dubs. I think everyone's trying to keep their expectations tempered, as we should, as we all should. But really, it sounds like Romeo Dubs is the real deal. And you know what else he's doing, Al? He's making an impact for. I see Christian Watson warming up with ferocity in those drills now. He's like, damn, I think I may realize what's happening here. My spot may be being taken from me in front of my own eyes. I should really warm up as hard as I can. If you look at those drills of him hustling to get warm, he's hustling through those drills. So he's kind of like having that little osmosis effect on everyone else to go out and take their spot. It's almost like in Troy, when Achilles is about to storm the beach with his Myrmidon, and he's basically giving him the battle speech, saying you want immortality. You want to have these Packers fans chant your names forever. You want your jersey in the rafters. You want to make millions of dollars. It's yours. Take it. Romeo Dubs looks like he's taking it right now. But flip to the other side of the ball. Walker, go for it, Alex.
Well, I was just going to give you a couple thoughts. Yeah, I just was going to say, for the Lord of Rings fans out there, it's like when Gimli starts killing all those guys and they start keeping count, right? And then Legolas is out there, trying to take down as many guys as he does. And they're really, getting competitive with that friendly competition, right? They're kind of just lighting a fire under each other's, for the sake of friendly competition. And I think Romeo Dubs is doing that to Christian Watson, like you said, Cage. He's not only doing that to Christian Watson, he's probably doing it to the whole locker room right now.
Yeah,
but go ahead and talk about Quay Walker, because those dogs looked scary.
Well, Packers fans, remember when the Packers didn't draft a receiver first round and everyone was like, oh, no, like, Quay Walker? You know, like, shit, he might be good, but I've never really heard of Quay Walker, you know? Well, the good news is I think a lot of us were a little like, uh-oh, did the Packers reach here? You know, the film looks great. He was on a talented team. But other prospects are probably talked about more out of Georgia. Did the Packers, you know, maybe take him before he needed to go? The good news is that every eyewitness is saying Quay Walker is moving like a monster out there. You know, he's going sideline to sideline. He's showing off his freakish athleticism. He's hitting guys as hard as they'd allow you to hit him in the training camp period. And not only that, but Devontae Wyatt, like right on that Jordan Love throw, you can see it on Nike Packers if you scroll down a few tweets. Great spin move to basically have a clear lane at the quarterback. You know, it's like at Georgia, they have these mammoth dudes coming up to take your spot behind you if you don't ball. So Devontae Wyatt had no choice but to kind of let that SEC ball competition, you know, just kind of propel him. And he's brought that to the Green Bay Packers defense. I think the unit was like good, you know, kind of teetering on great. And they brought two very, very, very talented players in. But not only that, you know, we talked about they brought two winners in, and not only that, two champions in. So it's like everything seems to be proceeding nicely. We got to get David Bakhtiari healthy. We got to get Elgton Jenkins healthy. We got to get Christian Watson healthy. Packers fans, fun fact, keep an eye out for Elgton Jenkins' new smile. Elgton Jenkins, it's a little off topic, but he's got a new smile this year. You're going to see it at some point. Keep an eye on it. It's awesome. He's got a brand new smile. Stay tuned for that. Alex, but
I'm smiling, Gage, because I'm looking at this defensive edge rusher depth, and I'm just kind of like, man, you know, it's like when you got the heavy artillery and then you got reinforcements, right? You know, we're not even talking about Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary right now. We're talking about two rookies that look very impressive. Two guys in years past that would really be, you know, even more talked about than they are right now. But the fact is, Cage, that this defense is more than 11 complete. You know, it's insane how big these guys look. It's like I've never seen a Packers defense kind of shaped up like this. And the fact that they have Aaron Rodgers on the other side, because let's not forget, the quarterback determines about 99% of champions, you know, like to a certain degree. You got to have a formidable quarterback who can get you there. And the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, and then the defense could maybe bring it home, generate offense, and just kind of complete this
well,
team.
There's a name you touched on that I think I actually want to speak more on, and that's Rashawn Gary. You know, listen to Gutekunst, listen to all these guys basically say, like, hey, Rashawn, we'd love to just shut him down for the rest of camp. You know, we've seen enough. He's a killer. He looks good out there. He looks like he's about to go and get 15, 20 sacks. Like, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting about Rashawn Gary right now, is everyone's like, okay, you know, maybe, like, wrap him up in bubble wrap a little bit. He's clearly...
Dude's calling him every night.
Yeah, he's like, clearly DPOY vibes, but, like... You know, he's going for, I said a couple, you know, it was during this off season, so you could go back in those episodes, and I don't remember which episode specifically, but a bold take, a bold prediction I had, and I'm not saying this is going to come true, but there's a shot that Rashawn Gary gets the highest, largest defensive contract ever for a defensive player. And it's like, if he goes out and balls this year in a year where he's like poised for an extension, he could potentially reset that market as one of these young, hyper-athlete pass rushers. Like, Rashawn Gary is what the number one overall pick, Trevon Walker, down in Jacksonville, he's what they hope he turns into. You know, so it's like, Rashawn Gary, man, everyone's excited about him. I think it just goes to show, right? We just talked about it on a Brewers podcast about some of these prospects. A lot of people were upset at the Rashawn Gary pick at the time, but this isn't like an immediate payoff. This is one of those things where, you know, down the line, like years and years later, it just truly reaps the most rewards. Alex, any other thoughts on Rashawn Bane Gary kind of being so good in camp, they want to, you know, basically take him off the field so he doesn't get hurt?
Well, I think back to Michigan, right? Full disclosure, I went to Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So we're hearing when Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines got this super prospect, Rashawn Gary.
He's number one overall.
Number one overall prospect, insane athleticism, But when he played Cage against the Badgers, or when he just played in college in general, right, he didn't necessarily have that translation to the stats. It was almost like this talk was still going, like, just wait until he breaks out. Just wait until he breaks out. You know, Packers then take him top, you know, top highest 12. Draft pick in a long time, right? Top 12. And year two, people were starting to turn on Rashawn Gary in a certain way. Year one, maybe even Cage. And they're, but I'm still saying, wait until he breaks out. Wait until he breaks out. And it's like, we're still saying that about Rashawn Gary. That's how big his potential is.
That's crazy.
No one
man.
Knows where this guy could end up. He could end up legitimately a 20-plus sack guy. And I think that's what's so exciting for this Packers team is they have other players who are going to eat up blocks. You just can't double-team Rashawn Gary unless you want Kenny Clark, Big Preston P, and the young Georgia Dogs, you know, killing you from the sides. And so I think that's what's going to be so exciting for Joe Barry. How can he free up Rashawn? How can he use him as a decoy? You know, it's going to be coming at the offense from all directions. Like you said at the beginning of the podcast, the defense was the first thing you noticed about how legit they are. Well, the offense is having troubles, right? And that's going to benefit the Packers going against these guys every day, but that's not going to benefit the other teams not going up against this Packers defense. So that's exciting. Special teams, I just have to say one thing. Mason Crosby coming back from a right leg surgery at 38 years old.
Ooh.
How dicey? 1 to 10.
That's up there. It's about a 7. You know, I don't want
You got a wheel on the right side of your car, right? It's an older car. Yeah. It's wobbling a little bit.
It's got duct tape around it, you know. You know, Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, contract extensions, right? So kind of to take it back to the Gary thing for just a sec, those guys have done well here. Whether it's winning, Matt LaFleur, he could do better at winning in the playoffs. We know that. Our goal is a Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or bust. Just want to repeat that. Brian Gutekunst, you know, putting talent into this team to kind of like, you know, it's very hard to have a consistent QB in this league and not undergo one rebuild. If you look at like Russell Wilson, you look at the Patriots with Tom Brady before he went to the Buccaneers, you look at the Colts, you know, you look at all these teams, like the Chargers had to kind of go into a rebuild when they transitioned from Rivers to Herbert, and that was going smooth to say the least. Like, Brian Gutekunst has navigated that, and where it seems like the Packers are absolutely loaded at all positions at this point besides receiver, but hey, he might have drafted a couple studs. Those guys are going to be here for a while. So that being said, Packers fans, in the future, when they do make these moves, I think it's important we trust them because they probably have their eyes on Rashawn Gary level upside and production, if not better. So they're going to be here for a while, and I have to admit, you know, I was a little upset with Matt LaFleur recent after the playoff loss. But if you ask, hey, would you be okay having Matt LaFleur as your head coach for a couple more years? I'd say it's a smart move, you know. Any final thoughts on the management extensions, Alex, before we wrap up here?
They've deserved it, Cage.
They've deserved it.
Results-based. The Packers have Super Bowl aspirations, as do we with this podcast. But you don't necessarily fire a head coach, you know, after he's performed the way Matt LaFleur has, and you definitely don't fire a general manager after he's turned around your franchise the way Brian Gutekunst has. What's the inevitable? Okay, a new contract.
Lock them up.
But it still doesn't mean that they couldn't be fired this season. So I wouldn't forget about that one bit because they're, you know, with this pressure of winning a Super Bowl. This is Aaron Rodgers. This is a loaded defense. Hey, you know, Leicester City got rid of their manager the next year after they went from, you know, worst to first.
Absolutely crazy.
And it's helped them maintain, you know, stability in their club. And so, you know, there's turnover in sports. American sports are a little more lenient. I think Matt LaFleur has got at least this season. I think Gutekunst has at least two seasons.
They got multiple seasons after these contract extensions. It is what it is. You know, we want Super Bowls, but they're going to be here for the Rodgers era.
And so I think, you know, one thing for Matt LaFleur to get to work on is his offensive line, because if I said, Cage, who's the first name that jumps out on you right now on the healthy offensive line? Can you even think of one? Can most Packers fans even be like, you know, I really like John Runyon, you know? And it's like, you might like John Runyon, But TJ Watt likes John Runyon too. You know, the Bears defense like these guys. I think that's an area of concern for the Packers to work on further in camp. Any final thoughts on that?
You know, man, for me, it's just like our offensive line coach is a whisperer. So I'm going to leave it to him. I'm going to let him do what he's brought in here to do. You know, be good, play to his strengths. He was so good he got promoted to OC. But he's still the same guy. So I want to let him keep whispering. I want to see what these guys do in terms of improvements from year one to year two to year three, stuff like that. And I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to do everything he can to help these guys. I think the running game is going to do everything they can to help these guys. You know, big dog Mercedes Lewis is going to do everything he can to help these guys. And so is Big E and Big 6'9", you know, offering them pointers and stuff like that while they work to get back on the field. So very excited for this Friday when the Packers take on the 49ers, get a little glimpse of Jordan Love. You know, we'll see if we get any of Trey Lance, you know, this guy that we're hearing oh so much about. He was actually Christian Watson's college quarterback. Keep that in mind, Packers fans. Was it Christian Watson who made him? Did he make Christian Watson? We believe it's the, you know, Christian Watson made him. But it could have been a little bit of both. It's most likely a little bit of both. We'll be able to see that in this upcoming game. And, just want to say thanks for having me. Another great episode.
Yep, should be a lot of fun. One last thing I got to say, shout out to AJ Dillon, who just got married. Congrats to AJ Quadzilla Dillon on that. We love seeing the Packers win, not only on the field, but in life as well, as do we about you Packers fans. So share this podcast with another friend, another Packers fan. That's the number one way you can help us grow. Leaving 5-star reviews are also great. We're building up towards week one where it's going to be massive. We're going to have a couple surprises in there too. So don't go anywhere. Keep listening. Keep telling people. And as always, carry the G. Go Pack, go forever.
Go Pack, go forever.
This episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go pack, go.
Why could you walk around without me by your side? Ooh, girl, what you talking about? Ooh, everybody go single. Me and my friends go loco. Summer 16 in the morning. We can go on straight to the morning.
I'm just trying to kick it like football.
We could get savage on the dance floor. Party like we're chilling back in Oslo. Feel me like we're playing for the Astros.
Just my vibe.
Just
my
vibe.
We'll be right back.